Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about don't fake yourself out. You know, have you ever had a day where you're just stinking discouraged? It's like everything you touch just goes south. Well, there was a song years ago entitled, "We're Not As Strong As We Think We Are." And that song has these lyrics in it. Well, it took the hand of God Almighty to part the waters of the sea, but it only took one little lie to separate you and me. Oh, we are not as strong as we think we are. Okay, that is good stuff, isn't it? I mean, that is good stuff. I need God and the community of believers to be spiritually and emotionally healthy, don't you? I mean, I long to be a part of a community that are spiritually and emotionally healthy, but we are broken men and women living in a fallen world. And fear can tell me that the revealing of the needs of my heart will only make things worse. So one little lie or misunderstanding dealt with in my own strength negates the strength of a God who could part the waters of the sea. I choose often my power over the one who could heal my pain if only I would allow him to do so. Well, listen to what Paul writes in Colossians chapter 3. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. You know, when I sit and I wonder about the body of Christ and wonder what might happen if just for 30 days, we might say we're going to live those four verses. We're going to commit ourselves to trust that we're going to let God lead us, direct us, correct us, and draw us close to him so that we might could do that. We might actually have a world that could find some peace. If you find yourself in a decent place right now, ask God to show you someone that you can reach out and intentionally love. Call them, text them, email them, do whatever you have to do, because I believe God's serious about how we communicate with other folks in the flock. Listen to what Peter has to say from the message in 1 Peter chapter 3. Be agreeable, be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, be humble. That goes for all of you. No exceptions, no retaliation, no sharp-tongued sarcasm. Bless. That's your job, to bless. You'll be a blessing and also get a blessing. Wow, that is a good word. You're not as strong as we think we are we? We need to acknowledge that he is God and we are not. Well, there's another part of that song that says, surrender don't come natural to me. Surrender does not come natural to me either. I'd rather fight you for something I don't really want than to take what you give that I need. And I've beat my head against so many walls, now I'm falling down and I'm falling on my knees. So hold me, Jesus, because I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been king of my glory. Won't you be my prince of peace? My friend, he will hold you in the palm of his hands and he will deliver you into peace when we truly, honestly, lovingly, graciously, and willingly surrender our will to his. And don't forget, my friend, he loves when we seek peace found in him and him alone. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.